You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Scott Hagerstrom, who is the State Director of Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Good.
Glad to hear it on this Friday evening. Yesterday was a big day. Are you recovered from the Tea Party rally at the Capitol?
Yeah, actually, I just spoke at a Tea Party today down in Monroe, Michigan, and on my way to another one later tonight in Ypsilanti.
Well, I'm glad we could catch you en route for a little bit here. What was the purpose and the message that you wanted to make sure everybody heard at the Capitol yesterday?
Just remind legislators that there's still people supporting limited government, free market policies, and making our voices heard, the voices of our members and those of the other 40 Tea Party organizations that participated. We also had events, education, and training in the morning and in the afternoon, and sort of made a day of it. And we support lowering of taxes, less regulation, labor reform, transparency, and oppose efforts to increase government spending, increase taxes. We want to put Michigan on the right footing to bring back prosperity to Michigan. So, we've become a poor state, and we have to turn things around.
And so you're in support of Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal?
Aspects of it, we are. Yes, okay. Aspects of it.
What are some of the parts that you'll we'll talk about what you like and what you don't like?
Okay, what we like, Michigan business tax and the surcharge on the Michigan business tax has to go, and the governor has proposed eliminating that and replacing it with a flat 6% corporate tax on profits. And we agree with Senate Finance Chair Senator Jack Brandenburg to not replace the MBT. However, having said that, the governor's proposal to replace it with the 6% is a huge step in the right direction and will make Michigan very competitive on tax on businesses and puts us in the right direction. Revenues are down, and overall, he's keeping revenues flat, so he does not have a net tax increase, and so he is cutting so that we don't need a tax increase. And in part of the deal that was made this week, there looks like there's going to be another $150 million in cuts. We believe that's a step in the right direction for Michigan. And he's the financial manager legislation, and some of the legislation going through the legislature, like outlawing public project labor agreements, we support.
And what are the portions that you're not quite in line with?
Yeah, we're not excited about raising Michigan's reliance on the income tax. The governor's, we haven't seen it scored yet, the deal that was made a couple days ago, but in terms of his original proposal, income tax revenue to the state would go up over 30%. We believe that goes in the wrong direction. There's 9 states that do not tax income. To be competitive with them, we need to be going in the other direction, where we're moving in the direction of not taxing income, eliminating the state income tax, and becoming reliant solely on consumption taxes. When you want less of something, you tax it. When you want more of something, you don't tax it. Well, the income tax is a tax on work, on production. So we believe that he is going in the wrong direction when he's having the state become more reliant on the state income tax. In addition, we don't agree with him that the state needs a new publicly funded bridge to Canada. It's a multi-multi-billion-dollar project that ultimately will have to be borne by the taxpayers.
And you were heading exactly where I was going with my next question. This bridge has become quite an issue. Now, Governor Rick Snyder says that it's not going to cost the taxpayers of Michigan anything. And, boy, the other sides are saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah, we have a lot of doubts. They did indicate this week that they released a 35-page draft bill We have not been able to find that bill. We put in an official request to the governor's office today asking for a copy of that bill so that we can analyze it further. What we had to go on is last year's legislation, that Granholm, that was introduced in the House and the Senate, that we opposed. And, yeah, there's a lot of questions out there about this. You know, the federal money is still taxpayer money. That's still taxpayer money. And last time I checked, the federal government's over $14 trillion in debt. And in addition, there's a letter from the Transport Minister of Canada saying that Canada is going to put in $550 million, Michigan share, to draw down federal funds. Well, just 2 weeks ago on the floor of the parliament, the Transport Minister of Canada stated that there will not be one dime of Canadian taxpayer dollars put into this. So here we have Governor Snyder thanking the Canadians for generously putting up the $550 million. And then a few short weeks later, we have the Canadians saying there won't be one dime of Canadian taxpayer dollars. So last time I checked, zero plus zero did not equal $5 billion. So, you know, we hear this over the years. It's very common for government projects to run over budget and to have problems. So, you know, we're going to be examining this closely. But, you know, when you look at the current bridge, it's only at about 33% capacity. The current owner is ready to build a span at the cost of $500 million. The taxpayers of Michigan already invested over $200 million in a connector from I-75 to the Ambassador Bridge. And now they want to build this new bridge, which is over a $5 billion project. And you say, well, the other bridge costs $500 million. Why is this $5 billion? Well, that's because they have to build all the ancillary connectors and, mm-hmm. and customs and everything. So it just doesn't make sense at this time. We can't even keep up the infrastructure we have. Imagine having a leak in your roof and going out and taking a mortgage to build an addition. Let's take care. We can't take care of what we have. Let's focus on what we have first before we going and building probably would be one of the largest infrastructure projects in Michigan history.
Well, like I said, every time I hear a new quote-unquote fact about the bridge, there are more questions come up. So, we're not done taking a look at that issue for certain. Scott, I appreciate your time this evening and a great speaker lineup yesterday as well. So we will look forward to talking with you in future on more events as you apparently take it on the road.
Yes, for sure.
Very good. Thank you, Scott. Travel safe.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Scott Hagerstrom, who is State Director of Americans for Prosperity Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.